Final game of the series between the Royals and the Dodgers. The Dodgers accepting their all-star jerseys. One of those players, Justin Turner. Let's take it to the bottom of the first. Turner at the plate.
Turner hitting 375 to lead baseball. It's a high fly ball to center. Lorenzo Cain back. Justin Turner, exclamation on the first half. It's number 9 for Turner, and it's a first inning lead for the Dodgers.
And above,
another high drive left center field. Cain looks back. Justin Turner has done it again. Have a half, Justin Turner.
Duffy's had a solid year.
Yeah, he's got good stuff. He just needs a little bit better command of the fastball.
The 1-2 is a fly ball to left field. It's way back. Austin Barnes has hit one out. Third home run of the day for the Dodgers. Barnes his fifth of the year, and the Dodgers lead 5-2. This Dodger team continues to play home run derby.
Those butterflies were in leave some when Kershaw gave up a couple of hits. On three pitches, he strikes out the first batter of the sixth inning. That's 9 total. Public enemy number 1. 11 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw has a dozen as he sits down Merrifield. He got him! That's how this first half, this memorable first half, comes to a close. A Clayton Kershaw complete game to give the Dodgers their 6th consecutive win, their 26th out of their last 30, as they steamroll their way to the best record in the majors at 61-29.
5-2 Dodgers is your final score. Clayton Kershaw goes the distance for his 14th win of the year. Danny Duffy goes 7 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits. The Dodgers head into the All-Star break riding a 6-game winning streak. They've now won 9 of their last 10. Clayton Kershaw goes the distance against the Royals. His final line, 9 innings, 2 runs on 6 hits with 13 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about his stellar performance.
Yeah, it feels good. I haven't done that yet this year. So, it's the last game for the All-Star break. People are trying to get out of here, so I want to make a quick game and get out of here.
We all appreciate that. Do you feel like because you're going to have about a week off, you had a little more wiggle room?
Well, especially with the bullpen yesterday, and we used it a lot, and, Petey had been throwing a bunch, same with Morrow, so I knew I needed to at least try to get through 8 today, and might as well give Kinley a day off, too.
Justin Turner, once again, it's been an incredible week for him for so many reasons, but to see him at the plate, what's that like for you?
Yeah, JT's been unbelievable all year. When he's in our lineup, we feel really good about it, and doesn't matter, left-handed, right-handed, hard thrower, soft thrower, he puts a good at-bat on it, so it's pretty fun.
How do you define this first half? It's been pretty special.
It's been the best first half I've been a part of, and fortunately, it doesn't really matter because we got a whole second half in the postseason, but it feels good to be where we're at right now.
Are you looking forward to this week in Miami?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Get over to Miami at about 3 in the morning today, and it'll be a good flight, happy flight at least.
Dave Roberts and the Dodgers able to pull it off against the Royals on Sunday as they win 5-2. Here's the Dodgers skipper on the victory.
Certainly happier that Clayton decided to pitch. He was Clayton-esque. He had everything working. I think that we talked about it about a month ago where we expected him to sync everything up, and those last 4 starts, that's what he's done.
The low pitch count, how much of that is the approach they were taking, how much that was him?
I think it was combo, but I think more of those guys over there are very aggressive as anyone I've seen in recent years and at any time. I think that they're swinging once they get to the batter's box. And so to be around the strike zone, obviously it lends itself to efficiency. And Clayton, when he was getting ahead in the count, was able to wipe him out. I think he had 13 punch outs. And so certainly led to the efficiency. And on a day like this, to stay away from Kenley, Petey, and the other guys, just a nice way to finish off the first half.
And more than ever, he needs a week off today.
Excuse me?
More than ever, Clay needs a week off.
It's, again, the All-Star break is coming at the perfect time.
Was he going to have a long release today anyway, just knowing he was going to have that longer break?
Just coming off his last turn, I was still mindful of, where he's been the last few starts. But just you know, that efficiency today and just watching the stuff, just, you know, obviously want to continue to give him some leash. And I wanted him to finish it.
Even with their aggressiveness, is it pretty odd to have a pitch count that low and 13 strikeouts, which takes lots of pitches?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that there were some balls in play, but there was some foul balls, and then there was the strikeout when he needed it. You know, I think that he saw one 3-ball count all day. That was that last hitter, Escobar. So we made some nice plays out there. And, you know, to give Corey a day, Yasmani a day, and to still put up runs. And JT, you know, the power's coming. And, you know, obviously the quality of the bat. So get Trace in there, get a big hit for us. So Logan's situational at bat. So we did a lot of good things today.
When you look at Clayton's four-game run, can you sort of point at bases loaded first against Colorado, sort of catapulting
him? That was a big spot. Yeah. You know what? I think that if you do look at, you know, from that point, I didn't think about it in that context, but that was a big moment that, you know, found himself out of that. And, you know, from that point on, he's been essentially dominant. Yeah.
Dave, you guys are now 43-7 when you score the first run. What did Justin Turner do for you, not only in that first inning, but then later in the game, just continuing to supply you guys offense?
You know, it was, you know, Duffy's very good. And for us to get the first point, and I didn't realize the record, but, you know, and I've heard, you know, after the fifth inning, what our record is, I don't think we've lost a game after the fifth inning. So, and I think in any game, scoring first is really important. And so JT's, you know, big hit after big hit for us. And we find a way, when we do get ahead, finish teams off.
Is Turner doing anything different mechanically to explain the power after the first 2 months you really didn't have much?
No, I don't know. I don't think mechanically. I think that he probably led Major League Baseball in balls to the warning track in the first few months. And now air's getting a little bit lighter. He might be clicking it just a little bit better. But yeah, he's taking really good swings, backspinning the baseball, and you know, even when he wasn't slugging the first couple months, he was still, you know, getting knocks and playing great defense. So, you know, he wouldn't call himself a home run hitter, but it's nice to have him hit the ball at the ballpark once in a while.
Now that the sample size is bigger, how impressive have you been with what Chris Taylor's done defensively in the outfield?
He's very much improved, and he works really hard out there with George. Our outfield coach, George Lombard, and he's got aptitude. He's got a willingness to get better and compete. And, you know, today he didn't throw out any hits, but he had some good at-bats. And defensively, he's really made a lot of plays that go unnoticed. But when you're talking about pitch count and, you know, right there, the Hosmer ball down the line to cut it off, and he has arm strength to keep him there at first base. There's a lot of things that Chris has done that don't really show up in the box score. Backing up bases, and he's, you know, got some outfield assists, so he does a lot of good things, absolutely.
Do you have a better idea on starting rotation?
The rotation, when we come out of the break, it's going to be McCarthy, Wood, and then Hill. And from that point on, we're going to kind of figure out the last couple of guys. Figure out where, you know, talk to Clayton after today and figure out where we want to slot him in. But those are the first three.
After the All-Star break, the Dodgers will be visiting Miami to take on the Marlins.